Talking about the pathophysiology, usually the alpha 1 antitrypsin is the main protease inhibitor, and that is why it prevents all of the destructive metabolic activities in the body. The presence of alpha 1 antitrypsin results in the controlled activation of lymphocyte and macrophages. So in its absence, there will be uncontrolled activation of these inflammatory cells, that is lymphocyte, macrophages, and there will be lack of inhibition of complement cascade C3A to C5A, resulting in neutrophil chemotaxis and accumulation of neutrophils with release of the proteolytic enzymes from the neutrophils, causing scanty tissue damage. The special susceptibility of subcutaneous fat to proteolytic degradation when not protected by the alpha 1 antitrypsin is due to high fatty acid content and hence more prone to damage. Fatty acid modify elastic conformation and render the fat more susceptible to proteolytic degradation. Besides this, the neutrophilic accumulation will also cause the degradation of the elastic tissue in the lower dermis.